It's always before Shavuos. So I have to understand that's got to be a limud or yesod in Parshas Bamidbar, which teaches us, gives us an approach to what the Avodah is, what the Avodah Hayom is of Shavuos. Bring B'Shem L'Chidush HaArim two, you say this, two things that the Chidush HaArim said. Talk about those two things maybe from different point of view, but I think that's the Taichin. One is, there's a quote in this Likute HaRim that brings it, Mishum Dechsiv B'Parsha Zu Ish Al Digloi Be'oiseis, because it has the Dgol, each Degel signifies it, shave it. Hainu Shekol Ish Yia Al Mekoimai Haro'ui Loi, means that each person should be Al Mekoimai Haro'ui Loi V'zeh Mitzvahs Hagbola. That's the Indian of Hagbola. Just like you had there, Magbil Sahar, who had to stand where? Same idea. It's not that there's this idea of being a Makir as Mekayma. So you have to know, what does this being a Makir as Mekayma have to do? Which one? Another thing they bring, B'Shem Dechdush HaRim, there is that the Shabbos before Shavuos, this I never knew, the Shabbos before Shavuos is called Shabbos Derech Eretz. The Shabbos before Shavuos is called Shabbos Derech Eretz. Why? Because Derech Eretz called military. So again, as a preface, as a necessary prerequisite for Kabbalah Sator, Shabbos Derech Eretz. Where's Parshas Bamidbar Shabbos Derech Eretz? Right, so that's got to be it. The Parsha of the Shabbos before Shavuos is always Bamidbar. So it has to be, if it's Shabbos Derech Eretz, then it has to be something relevant to that in the Parsha. The Taich, I think, is as follows. The Tzuras HaMachna, this I've spoken about on other occasions, the Tzuras HaMachna of Klal Yisrael is very, very interesting. The Degolim are not just waving flags, right? It's like making a parade with the Israeli flag or the American flag or any other flag of your choice. Maybe there's someone who still would make a parade with the British flag, I doubt it. But Al Kol Panim, the flag is not just stam something. The flag, if you go in Chazal, you see the Degolim, it touches up the different tchunas and nefesh of the various shvatim. Each shevet had its own particular tchunah. Each shevet has its own particular tchunah. This shevet, its keichas and nefesh is mesugal, or is more noted to be matzliach. A different shevet is not. Each shevet has its own. They come together, three shvatim, and there's one klolius, degel, machni Yehuda, degel, machni Ruvain. It's again the same idea. It's, you know, as you go up the thing, but there's groupings, right? But it's all be'etzem, it's something that's very individual. Each individual be'etzem has his koichas and nefesh, but you don't have like 600,000, you know, shevet thing, the golem. So the golem, the category goes in each mishpacha, each shevet has its koichas and nefesh that's signified over here. That's what the golem are. Now, what's the tzur of the machna? You have the golem all around, right? And you have the Mishkan in the middle. Right? You have a Mishkan in the middle. The Taich is, like if I were to ask you, right, what's the ultimate tzura of a klal to be the biggest kovid for the person who's for the thing of the klal? Right? So a cult would tell you where every person is exactly the same. Right? Where every person is exactly the same. Klal Yisrael is not that. On the contrary, the mosaic of Klal Yisrael is such that every individual in Klal Yisrael has his own tchunas and nefesh. Certainly every shevet has its own degel. Every shevet has its own tchunas and nefesh. What this shevet can do, this shevet can do. What this yachid can do, this yachid can't do. Now, that's a very dangerous thing. Right? That's a very dangerous thing. So what you'll have is, if you have 12 shvatim, you'll have 12 religions, right? Each one is going to say, this is the Mahalach. Each one is going to say, this is the Mahalach. The Teretz is, you're mevatel yourself, everybody's focused on the middle, on the Mishkan. What's the Mishkan? The Mishkan's Kvod Shamayim, Ashros Hashchina. If everybody is mizbatel to Ashros Hashchina, if everybody is mizbatel to a very deep and sincere Ratzon to be Marbe Kvod Shamayim, then you don't have any fear anymore that everyone's going to go off in their direction. Because the cheshbon becomes, is it Marbe Kvod Shamayim, or is it not Marbe Kvod Shamayim? Right? So everybody, so in such an oifen, on the contrary, if everybody being mizbatel to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would be exactly alike, it's a cult. That's not a beauty. So the Eibishter had one mole. What does that tell you about the Bria of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? How much Nifloyas Abayri do you see in that? He had a mold, and out of that mold, everybody was created, and everybody's all the same. Okay? I don't think if I tried to create somebody, I'd be able to do that. But in terms of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that wouldn't be the ultimate Kvod Shamayim. The ultimate Kvod Shamayim is, look at this entire diverse Bria. Everything is unlike the next. Every Yochid's different. Every Shevet has its Tunas HaNefesh. And despite the fact that there's a mosaic, a whole broad spectrum of what the Koichos are, and what every person is, and what every Shevet is, Machmas, their focus on Kvod Shamayim, they all come together as one Klal. They all come together as one Klal. Klal Yisrael. How does one do that? How do you not have 12 religions? Because it's all focused on the middle thing. Then the whole thing has a kiyum. You know, if you ever ride a bike, right? So the tires of a bike, I imagine they still make them like that. You have from the tube of the tire, you have the spokes coming out, right? And you have the center thing, the center around it, where all the spokes are attached to that, right? Try taking that center out and riding the bike. It's not going to work. It'll collapse. Why? Because what holds everything together, what makes it all into a klal, is the fact that they're all focused on the same, that they're all attached to the same thing. Chazal say, karbonus, you have it by the karbonus of Dali Dalus, that, you know, echad al-arba ve'echad al-mamid, u'bilvad, she'echavim libel Hashem. What does that mean? Everybody is marbek v'et shamayim, and if you, what you do is based, your soul cheshbon is, what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam want from me? Is this a ribui kvod shamayim? Is this not a ribui kvod shamayim? Everybody's marbe kvod shamayim. Now what do you have? There's 12 different ways of darkei avoida. We're talking in terms of klalim of shvatim. Let's say there's 12 different darkei avoida. Each one of those darkei avoida, when you do it, you're marbe kvod shamayim. So you have the ribui of kvod shamayim in all kinds of different ways that all come together because they're all united in the fact that there is mizbatel to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the beauty of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Bria, that every prat, every little prat in the Bria has a role in being Mekadosh Em Shamayim in so many different ways. The diversity of the Bria is the beauty of the Bria if it's all unified into one klal. If it's all unified into one klal. Now we can understand what the deal is over here. What's Kabbalah Satayr? Kabbalah Satayr was given to Klal Yisrael. Right, it was given to Klal. You see, it had to be. We'll talk what that means. Ke'ish echad, b'leiv echad. We'll see in a second. Right, but it's the Klal. It's not something that happened to happen over there and then happened to have gotten the Torah, and it's a coincidence. That means a necessary prerequisite. That tonight, chaydom lemais, Kabbalah's Torah is vayachan ke'ish echad, b'leiv echad. The only way, let's deal with what the Chiddush HaRim said. What do you call it? You zuhi hagbola, and you have the oisais and the machnas. How do you have real harmony, real shalom? If each person knows he has his tafkid, and if you know, if Reuven knows, that, how do you have shalom? Real shalom, right? If I know what my tafkid is, and you know what your tafkid is, and I know that there has to be a you with your tafkid because you're not me, and you know that there has to be a me with my tafkid because I'm not you, right? If you have that, that's the ultimate shalom. I mean, that's the idea of Makir Es Mekayimah. If every person knows he has his particular, you don't have to judge your value by somebody else. On the contrary, that's counterproductive. You have a kayach to do what only you can do. If each yachid does what he does, kefi his kayaches, ubilvad sheichavim liber l'shamayim, that it's all focused on that mishkan and marbek v'shamayim, that's achdus. That creates that mosaic of the different kaychas of Klal Yisrael, the beauty of the diversity, call it the heterogeneity of Klal Yisrael. Right? But that's all, Fashteitzach, if they're not going off in their own directions, if they're all Mechabim L'Shem Shema. But if I see what the next guy is doing and I'm judging, I have to do what he does, and he has to do, you're encroaching on him, he's encroaching on you. That's not Klal Yisrael. That's I have to do this, and you have to do what you have to do. And you have to understand, just like the Rebbeinu Shalom created you to do what you have to do, the Eibishter created the other guy, who you might like or not like, right? The Eibishter created that guy to do what he has to do. If everyone is a makir es mekaymai, so then all of the parts that comprise this one klal of Klal Yisrael function harmoniously, and it's one klal. Then it's ke'ish echad b'leiv. Then it's ke'ish echad b'leiv echad. That's the taich, that in this parsha it tells you what's the hakdama to Kabbalah Satayra. Kabbalah Satayra has to be betachlus ha'achtus. It wasn't given to an individual, it was given to Klal Yisrael. So you have to be a klal. What's rule number one? The cardinal rule of being a klal is be a makeres mekayme. The idea of Hagbalah plays a central role in Kabbalah Satayra. Klal Yisrael could go up to here. This one up to here, Moshe Rabbeinu all the way. Each one has to be there has to be a very clear line of demarcation. What are the Hagbalot? What's you? What's this? What's that? Makiris Mekayma. The Oisais, the Degalim, each one tells you what the individual Kaychas HaNefesh of every Shevet is. We can learn up ourselves, mirror that to whatever Yochid is. But what every Shevet is, that's necessary because that's how you fit into this piece. I would say, now that's what Derech Eretz means also. What does Derech Eretz Chod Militaire mean? Derech Eretz doesn't mean that you have to, like you walk down the streets of England and when they say good morning to you, it basically means go jump in the lake. Mashgiach verified that for me, by the way. Told me it's true. But so that's not Derech Eretz. That's faker up. That's not Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is respecting the other person because the other person was nivra by the Rebbeinu Shalom to be mekayim his unique tachlis, just like you were created by the Rebbeinu Shalom to create your own tachlis, to realize the innate intrinsic shivus of every single yid, of every single person. That's Derech Eretz. Where does that come from? What's the yisod of that Derech Eretz? Be a makaris mekayim. Realize who you are, who he is. He can't do what you could do. You can't do what he could do. Yeah. Don't have tainas on anybody because they're not like you. They're not supposed to be like you. And if you wanted tainas, they could have tainas on you for not being like them. You're supposed to be you. They're supposed to be them. Each one's supposed to be a bit of. That's this idea that the Shabbos before Kabbalah Satayra is called Shabbos Derech Eretz. Same idea as Parshas Bamidbar. The Parshas Bamidbar is the Isis and Hagbalah. Everybody has to be a Makiris Mekayme. If everyone is a Makiris Mekayme, so then it can function as a klal, as a Kishechot Belevechot, that can function harmoniously. I will take it further. That's Kishechot Belevechot. So Parshat means, okay, Kishechot means, yeah, they're all like, as if they were one, as if they were one. I think there might be a Tifra Havana to this here. At least by a Yid, it's interesting. By a Yid, by Klal Yisrael, it says Kishechot Belevechot. By Moyav and by Bilam when they came, right? So then when they come against Klal Yisrael, so then it says there the Goyim came Belev Echad Kishechad. Right? Klal Yisrael says Kishechad Belev Echad. Here it says Belev Echad Kishechad. So that's a long thing, but Hanegel in Yaneinu, I think Kishechad is everything. It's like one person. What does it mean, like one person? I mean, they're all unified and it's all like their bottle. Yeah, that's the simple L, you know. A superficial way of looking at it, but I think it's much deeper than that. What does Ish Echad mean? I never found every part in the human anatomy, every part in the human body has its own tafkid. The nose is for smelling, the ears are for hearing, the hands are for feeling. Everything has its own tachlis. You never found in an Ish Echad that the nose should try to be masik vul and do what the ears are doing, that the hand should want to do what the feet are doing, what the eyes are doing, that the eyes should want to do what the toes are doing. Right? Everything has its own tafkid. The Eibishter created the Bria. Ish Echad means every single part of this Bria called Adam, every chelik, every individual part of this Bria in Adam, right, comprises one whole that's called an Ish. Right? For example, I see somebody walking down the street. I don't say, hey, look at that, there's 2 feet coming down there, and there's 2 hands coming down there, and there's 2 eyes. Oh, hey, there's a nose walking down the street. And, you know, they don't say that. Why? If all there were a nose, that's true. Because it's a mensch. It's a person, right? It's a person. Every chelik of that person comprises a chelik of that person. And there's no machlekes between that. There's a division of labor. Every chelik of the mensch is a makiris mekayman. The nose doesn't try to be the eyes don't try to be the feet don't try to be the ears. That's what it means when that's the oimek of when we say that it's ke'ish echad. Everybody in Klal Yisrael is also one harmonious unit. It's not a clone, they just become bottle, their individuality becomes bottle. It doesn't become bottle, but it's a chelek of a klal. There's now one thing called a Klal Yisrael, of which Klal Yisrael has the eyes, the ears, the feet, that is all the different facets, all the different aspects, and koichos hanefesh of Klal Yisrael. They all work together. How? With a makiris mekayman. In other words, that's b'lev echad. They're ke'ish echad because each one is a makiris mekayman. I have my tafkid to be worshipped, to be marbek v'chemayim, and you have yours. We take that all, and we all together focus on ribuy v'chemayim. That's ke'ish echad b'lev echad. Right? Lev echad means what keeps me going. My ritzayin has become to be mekayim, the ultimate beauty of the diversity with which we were created, which is as a klal. But the goyim, just for example, as a dukma, you don't have that. There's no makir and makayma either. Otherwise, I mean, look around in politics. There's no makir and makayma in other places. There's no makir and makayma anywhere, right? They don't have it. Each one is his own thing, and everything is for me, and there's nothing for anybody else, and there's nothing for anybody else. Right, it's a very goyish way of looking at things. There's a guy who wrote a book about marriages, about shalom bayis and marriages. Right, man, what is it? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, or the other way around. So, if I don't suggest you read the book, but someone once gave a friend of mine the book, and I'm not using a friend of mine to be a cover for me over here. Someone actually gave it to a friend of mine, a Teredika mensch, to read the book and to see what his A therapist gave it to him. He should look at it and see, what's your attitude? How do you learn up the assertive? No, not as a patient. How do you learn up this? How does this book jive with Yiddishkeit? He says, a lot of the things he says are true, but the basic premise is wrong. The basic premise of the book is you have to understand the other one so you can get the most out of it. You have to understand, the man has to understand how the woman works so the man can get the most out of the marriage. The woman has to understand how the man can work because the man has to get the most out of the marriage. Okay. Yiddishkeit is the opposite. It's true, you have to understand the differences between Mitzvashem, we'll get to the Mashgiach's Vadim on these inyanim in later years, you'll see. You do have to understand the difference between. Right? But not so that you can get more, but it's so there can be an achdus and you can make sure that the other person is getting the full amount that they're supposed to. It's for Yenim. You have to think, what can you do for her, not what she can do for you. You know, Bavelt says there's two chazals about this. One is Ezer Isha Ksheira Ha'isa Ratzayin Ba'ilo, and the other one is that about that the person has to be Mechabda Yaiser Migufa. You know, so the ideal in Klal Yisrael, who is supposed to say what? The ideal in Klal Yisrael, the man is supposed to be, say, Mechabda Yaiser Migufa, you have to be Mechabda, what's good for her. And she's supposed to say, Ish Eze, Isha Ksheira, Isa Ratzayin Baila. The trouble arises, they say, right, when the roles are reversed, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? She comes with a taina, Ezri Shekshera, Mechabda Yaiser Migufay, and he comes, Ezri Shekshera, Yaiser Mitzayin Baila. Then you're in. That's a recipe for disaster. That's the goyish recipe. What's in it for me? It's not what's in it for me. By a goy, the only thing it's belev echad ki ish echad. What does that mean? Lev echad over there means the ritzaynus. If there's an imminent danger, so your enemies, so they're enemies to each other, but they have a common enemy, so they unite because of this one particular interest. It's not that they're be'etzem amakiras mekaymay, and you have that. The necessary danger unites them for this, and the second the danger is over, they're going to be at each other's throats again. Right? That's chalas. That's goyim. Klal Yisrael is ish echad v'lev echad. Ish echad, you're a functioning ish with a makiris chelkei. Those are the hakdomas. Those are the hakdomas of the Shabbos Derech Eretz, and the Hagbalah, what the Indian of Hagbalah is, Klal Yisrael was Zeichet to Kabbalah Satir, but it's Klal Yisrael that was Zeichet to Kabbalah Satir. You have to be a Klal. To be a Klal, now, to be a Klal means, like we said, mutual respect for the next person, be it a Chavrusa, be it the guy who sits next to you, be it anybody. You know, your Chavrusa wasn't born to think like you, and it's not a maila if your chavrusa is thinking like, you know, is parroting you. Then you're closed, then you doesn't say much. But there's meant to be a difference. Your head works one way in there. From the two, when you work together, the emes that you come out with is something, the splendor and the beauty of which is something that you could never, neither could ever have attained on their own. Neither could ever have attained on their own. Doesn't have to be like you. On the contrary, he's not you. You're you, he's he. Don't you encroach on him. There are things that he could do, there are things that you could do that he can't. But don't let it go to your head, because there are things that he could do that you can't. That's Achdus. That's being a Makir Smekim, and that's the Yisrael of Kabbalah Satira. The Velt asks, it's a long thing, I'm not going to be Marach now, it's late, that the Kabbalah Satira is referred to in the Nusach HaTvila as Man Matan Teresen. Right? I don't say we're busy with Kabbalah Satir. It's not Matan Teresein, it's Kabbalah Satir. Right? It should be Zman, they're with Kabbalah the Teresh. So, among the things they say, Kotzke said, Kabbalah Satir, Matan Teresein was given then. Kabbalah Satir, Dafim and Kabbalah every day. Kabbalah Satir is every day. Kabbalah Satir is every day. A Yid has to be Mekabal Torah. The Eibishter is constantly, the Torah is there for you, but you have to be Mekabal it. It's not Talmud 101 or 201. That it's a course in Talmud and you can be a student of Talmud. You have to make Kabbalah Satir. Kabbalah Satir requires Nikish Echad Belev Echad. Kabbalah Satir requires a Hakara of what Torah is. Right? Kabbalah Satira requires that when you sit down to learn, you realize you're not just reading a textbook, you're talking with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's Teiras Hashem. It's Teiras Hashem. Hashem is in the Sanlano, it's Teirasai. Gave us this Teira, it becomes, we can be kind of his Teira. Tremendous chesed of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's Kabbalah Satira. The Kabbalah Satira that we focus on Shavuos is, be firm, it's particularly misugal for Kabbalah Satira now, but to say it's Zman Kabbalah Satira, every day is Zman Kabbalah Satira. You have to constantly be with Kabbalah Satira. And something that you have to walk around with a Hakara that it is Torah, and you're a Ben Torah, and you're Mekabalit, and your Anhaga has to be one which is, first of all, befitting the prerequisites, the Tanoim Kaidim Lamaisa for Kabbalah Satira, and with that Kabbalah, then if you're Mekabalit properly, it can be Mishana you, and we can all grow and be more Dovah Kandur Baina Shalalim, which is ultimately the Tachlis Abriya. Shabbos.